الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بلقاه أعظمه، فصاب من طيبه القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، وإن الله لمع المحسنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our actual subject, a reminder of a very great amal from the hadith. Very, very valuable, and when we hear it, it's indispensable. We can't do without it. And that give us topic to read this, do this amal every day. And that is, it comes in the hadith sharif, a complete sahih hadith, that a person who will read after Maghrib and after Fajr three times, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. And then the last three ayats of Surah Al-Hashr. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو till the end. Then it comes in the hadith, وكل الله به. Allah appoints for the person who read that 70,000 ملك. 70,000 farishtas. 70 and another 3 zeros. 70,000 angels, malaika. Allah appoints them to work for that person. What will they do for him? 70,000 farishtas. No contract to sign, no wages to pay, just to read three times, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, and then the last three ayats of Surah Al-Hashr. And يصلون عليه أي يدعون له. All their work is, if you read it in the morning till sunset, whole day, 70,000 farishtas making dua for you. And if you read it at night, the whole night, 70,000 farishtas making dua for you. وَإِن مَاتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَوْ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. And the day you read it, when you may die that day or the night you read it, you die as a shaheed. What a gift. What's our input? Zero. And what are we getting? And we should think, how many years of my life is gone? I'm missing out every day. Of 70,000 farishtas making dua for me. Allah give us that yaqeen on the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Unfortunately, we got yaqeen on what the scientists say, what the modernists say, what the government say, what the media says. But one breath we say the media is all propaganda. But in our heart we believe what they say. And the hadith, with our tongue we say, 100% true. But that conviction is not in the heart. And the proof that it's not in the heart, it's not in actions. We don't practice it. Allah give us tawfiq to practice it. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that on one occasion, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, in a Tablighi Ijtima, he announced and said, "In the morning, I don't start my day's work. I don't have my breakfast until first I put 70,000 farishtas on my duty. Let them start working for me. Then I start my day's work." It's like a person in his shop. He says, "I don't enjoy my breakfast until first I open the shop and I hear the bell ringing. And every time it rings, then I can have my breakfast nicely." So first we read this, then we carry on with our day's work, our night's work. At night we read it, really, Allah give us that yaqeen. We won't need all this security systems which we have got. It's not haram, it's permissible. But you, when 70,000 farishtas are making dua for you, one farishta is also enough. And 70,000, what we need security? That dua of the farishta is all the security, all the barakat, all the rahmat. Everything is in there. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to make amal on it. So let us read it together, inshallah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. And sometimes, occasionally, then think of each name of Allah. What enjoyment to get, to think who our Allah is. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَالرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sometimes parents, they take pride in talking about their children. This son is a hafiz. This daughter is a alima. This son is this. And they take pride in that. And sometimes the children take pride in speaking about their parents. My father is like this. My grandfather is like this. My mother is like this. So when we speak of the names of Allah, it is like the children speaking of their parents. How happy Allah gets. Oh, my creation. How are they talking of me? They're praising me. This, may Allah bring and read this and try and reflect on the meaning. One very sad case also, inshallah all of us, but perhaps not so many, we read every day our 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq. But those who are reading also, we read the 99 names but we don't think about Allah. And each name is a specific quality of Allah. We should think of Allah when we say Allahu Akbar. One great virtue of saying Allahu Akbar anytime. When the Muaddin says 6 times, and we should repeat it also. Saying Allahu Akbar, the virtue is slaughtering a camel in Qurbani. How many camels we can slaughter every day? And we're going to be desperately in need of that camel when we have to cross full Sirat. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah says, comes in the hadith that a person who misses his Asr namaz, and in some hadith it comes any namaz you miss, then it is like وَتِرَ مَالُهُ وَأَهْلُهُ. You lost all your wealth also, and your family also is lost. So Manana gives an example. You are in business and it's now Asr time, and a customer came and you know he's going to buy 500 rand, 1,000 rand, 5,000, 50,000 rand. So you miss your Asr namaz. But when you go home, you see your family is there, food is ready. You didn't lose. You check up your money in your till, in your bank account. Money is there. So it looks like nothing was lost. But what's going to happen when we will be in the qabr? And then the punishment that comes from all sides, then the namaz is lost. It won't come and save us. If we made our namaz, namaz will be there to protect us from the fire, from the snakes, from the smiting, and the punishment of the malaika in the qabr. The namaz will be there. There we will see the result. Result of amal is not in dunya. We normally, unfortunately, have come into the habit that whatever amal we do, we want goodness in dunya. We want it here. For amal, the reward is in akhirat. Somebody thinks that by doing amal, what will happen? Amal. Wealth will come. When we do amal, then wealth, amal. Mal will come. No, that is not for that. Our amal with sincerity for Allah. And then we will get the reward in us. Allah gives the commission in this dunya also, but that's not the object. The real object is akhirah. So Allah give us tawfiq to read this every day, every morning, every night. The ladies are also listening, I'm sure. So when anyway, go home and tell them the virtues. They say, we heard it. But say, no, I have to tell you. He said, oh, you became a big mufti now. You have a big lecturer now. And tomorrow morning you won't read it? Now where's your amal? Why are you not reading? In this way we'll get encouraged. They won't spare us. If you have a sheikh also, sheikh will also still consider you. But your wife won't consider. She'll tell you as it is. And she will make you do it. So remind her, you must read it every day. And when we won't read it, she say, last night how you were talking. And now you yourself, you're not reading. And the object must be that we get into moving, into making amal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One thing which is very, very disturbing and which we have got completely wrong, we are, the way we are following the non-Muslims. Tashabbuh. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhu. In the hadith it comes, whoever, which nation, people you copy, you imitate, you follow, you are amongst them. We normally say you'll be counted amongst them. Hadith says, for whoa minhum, he is part of them. So from there we see, for the purpose that we are gathered here tonight, we're following their lifestyle. So that lifestyle doesn't come just like that. It comes with its baggage also. In our circles, Muslim people, mostly in South Africa, Gujarat is here, in our Transvaal, the old Transvaal, Natal, the Malays in the Cape, and that, we knew nothing of drug addiction. It wasn't in our lives, but we're following in their ways, it's their lives. The baggage comes worse. Now it's today so prevalent amongst us. Good families, who and who is not getting involved? Not only in drug addiction, all the other. Divorce was a thing which was taboo. If there was a divorce case, it would be rare. And it would be a big thing that this person gave divorce and that woman got divorced. Today, it's like a plaything. Neither the boy, neither the girl, they don't. In fact, girls go to university if we get divorced. They're already negative from the beginning. So, if we, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam completely. Allah give us that we don't look askance to anything of the other people. East or West, Bollywood or Hollywood. We don't look anywhere. We look straight sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu. The barakat of Kaaba Sharif. And the great, great blessings which come from Allah Ta'ala, from the Arsh of Allah, to Baytul Ma'mur, to the Kaaba, and then all our namazes, we face Kaaba and we get all that barakat. And we have been blessed with the greatest Nabi, Sayyidul Anbiya, Imamul Anbiya, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We follow it. We can't look at anyone else besides Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us that muhabbat and that love. Then we will see really, just bring sunnahs in our life, and 99% of all our problems will be solved. There will be no drug addiction. The divorce rate that is how it is. and all the other evils that are in us, it will evaporate. And also, when we will do the right thing, it is the system of Allah which Allah explains in the Quran. Wakul jaal haq. Allah says, when the haq, the truth, ja'a, it has come. As soon as the haq comes, zahaqa al-baatil. Baatil just vanishes. And then Allah says, wakana al-baatilu zahuqa. The very nature, the mizaj of baatil is to vanish. It can't stand. It can't stand the heat. It can't stand anything. All what is required, the haq must come. And the batil see the haq coming from far, it escapes. Example of this, easy to understand. In the morning, normally our masajid, they are locked also unfortunately now. Mana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, since we have brought dunya in our masjid, now we have to lock our masjid. For what crooks come? Crooks come because of all the dunya things which are here. If there is no dunya, things they know, we're wasting their time, they're not going to come here. So we brought dunya in our masjid. Now we have to lock the masjid. But any case, then normally the first person to come is the muazzin in the morning. He comes, he opens the masjid, and it's dark. So how does he bring light? He gives a big bayan that light must come. Or he brings some to the darkness. He brings some heavy bombs and guns to shoot the darkness that must get out from here. Darkness, I hate you. You are dark. I can't see anything. Get out from here. Nothing like that. All what he does, one switch he puts on. And as soon as the light comes, you don't know where the darkness went. Where it was, it's not even in thin air. It's just gone. Where it's gone, you don't know. Wallah, all batil is like that. Whether it is alcoholism, whether it is drug addiction, womanizing, gambling, not performing our namazes on time, disobedience of parents, whatever it can be, just let the truth come. And the batil, the Quran says, we don't have to akal ke ghore dwarane ki koi zarurat nahi. We don't have to let the horses of our brains gallop and race. And we just Quran Sharif is there. And the Quran has stated clearly, just let the haq come, do that effort. How beautifully our elders explained, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that when people are involved in haram, the wrong things, don't criticize them, don't condemn them. All you do, like a dog, if a dog is eating a bone, but you want it to eat meat, so don't give the dog a big lecture. That what you're going to get in the bone? Famous dogs like their bones. Dogs and bones, they're very good friends. The dog loves its bones. So you don't have to give it a big lecture and tell it there's nothing, there's no meat on there. You're wasting your time. No big lecture. All you do is just put meat there. Automatically, immediately, the dog will leave the bones and will come to the meat. When there's darkness and light, you don't have to tell the people, don't go in the darkness. Just bring the light. When your son wants to get married and you want him to marry a pretty girl, put a pretty girl and an ugly girl. He's not going to go for the ugly girl. He's just going to go for the pretty girl. And for the girl, bring a boy who is rich and bring a boy that haven't got money to buy full socks or so he got half socks on. So she'll also say, this poor man, he haven't got money to buy full socks also. So how can I marry? She'll go for the man who got money. More women, they and their families, they go more for boy who got money. And boy family, they go more for prettiness. So the two things, when the opposite is there, and the right thing, as soon as the right comes, the opposite just vanishes. So that is our real effort that we have made. And alhamdulillah, Brother Yusuf is there with the wellness center and running it on this principles, that the amal and the islah nafs on this principle. And as he mentioned also, and which is a reality, they are having almost 80% success rate. And we have spoken to many of the other rehab centers, Muslim people who are running rehab centers, and they openly admit we got a zero rate of success. And they very expensive. Their fees are very high and a zero rate of success. And that is not only them, throughout the world, all the rehab centers, alcoholics, or all these people, it's a, what is required is amal is required. When that will come, and amal comes with the spirituality. It comes with the noor of amal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come with the noor of nabuwat. And amal which come from Quran, Qurani amal, comes with the barakat of Allah ta'ala. The actual work it does, it does. But besides that, all this barakat and rahmat that comes with, that is additional. 100%, not 80% success, you'll have 100%. And because, so, first of all, very important, our buzurgs, in their making islah, correcting the wrong of a person, of themselves also, of other people also, they don't look at the surface cause of the disease. They look at the root cause. What happens in the Western world, they have medication system also. The person, if they become a diabetic, now what will they do? Give him a tablet. And they tell him it's not harmful. Glucophate. No harm. Don't worry. You just take one tablet a day, you'll be okay. But before you know, one tablet is not enough. You'll have to take two now. Morning also, night also. And don't worry, it's not harmful. No, nothing. We have shown you are gone on 3 and 4. And so soon on a stronger tablet also. And then they tell you, now when you have this, they say the side effects of the tablet has caused this. Now you got blood pressure also. Or you got cholesterol. It's a side effect. Now what they tell you, now you'll have to go on to dialysis. But don't worry, once a week only. Before you know what, you are going 2-3 times a week. And where you land up, 2 times a day. And all that medication was not to finish the disease, the diabetic, the sugar disease. It, they just try and control it. And in the process, they destroy your other organs. The other organs get destroyed in the process. So that is their system. What is the Islamic system? And the Hakims also. You go to a Hakim. One person went to Hakim Saab and he told Hakim Saab that I ate 10 raw rotis. So my stomach is constipated and it's blown up and I'm feeling bloated and I'm feeling very bad. Oh, give me some medicine. Hakim Saab gave him eye ointment. He told Hakim Saab, nothing wrong with my eyes. My eyes are alright. My stomach, I ate 10 raw rotis. Raw rotis, 10. So I'm bloated and my stomach is very sore. So the Hakim Saab say, you couldn't see one raw roti too, I first have to treat your eyes. Otherwise you're going to repeat the same mistake tomorrow again. Afterwards we'll treat your stomach. But first let me treat your eyes. So our system is to see the root cause. So for example, anger. Many people complain of the anger and they admit also, I've got a big anger problem. I can't control my anger. And when I go off on a tangent, I forget myself also. And what language I use also, and how I behave, I feel terrible afterwards, what in what I did. Now you can't treat really, they treat anger management, that. No, the cause of it is pride in a person. Treat the pride, and then the anger will go away. You have some sores on your body. You go to doctor will give you some ointment. Now you treat that sore, it will get better. Tomorrow you got a sore on the other day. Now you got a sore on your arm. You go to Hakim Saab, he'll be understand that your blood is dirty. There's some bad elements in your blood. He'll give you a laxative. All of it, your blood will be clean. You don't have to treat the points and the sores. They will just go away themselves. So the root cause we must treat. So that is very, very important. So, and the root cause is that we have turned away from Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much so that we have got no importance of it in our lives also. And sunnah, in all the kitabs we study, we see how important sunnah is. For example, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was eating, was sharing the meal with some sahaba. And then one person, he was eating with his left hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat with your right hand. And he like didn't pay importance to it or something. He said, I can't. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll never. Whole life he couldn't pick up his right hand. So all, every sunnah is so important. And we see our special quality of what we call ulama-i diyobat. And the who are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, the very name Ahlul Sunnah, people of the Sunnah, that is the distinguishing factor of the people who are on the right track. They not only follow Sunnah, they like die hard for the Sunnah. If a person want to be on the right track, the first thing is to follow Sunnah. And when you follow Sunnah, and to follow Sunnah the easy way, you might find it a bit difficult to follow every sunnah. But the easy way is to create the love of the sunnah. And what you love, you'll go out of your way for what you love. People go for fishing, for example, 3 days to Port Alfred. They go away to Namibia. All this way. Where and where they go? Whole night they stay awake. They wear their big gum boots. They go in the water. They put their nets. What then, what don't they do? How much money they spend on it? Because they got the love for it. Once the love is there for something, you'll go out of your way. So once the love of sunnah will come, you won't worry about criticism also. You won't worry whatever anyone says. Just the love. And to create that love is that our deen is simple, straightforward. Go to the basics and the root things. Start with durood sharif. A person who will read every day durood, automatically the sunnahs, the love of sunnahs will come. And when the love of sunnah, it is a clear instruction of the Quran. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you want the love of Allah. If you say you got the love of Allah, the asset test to test whether you have the love of Allah, you want to have the love of Allah, which should be a natural thing in every person. My Creator who created me. A person who leaves a basket of fruit, first grade fruit, export quality, every day by your door. You open your door, basket of fruit. And you don't think also who brought it. You don't even think. You just eat it up, all that fruit. Naturally, you're going to think, who is this? How this person every day is bringing from his fruit. In your account you see every day 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand deposited in your account, anonymous. And you don't even think of finding, you work. Who's this? Allah who gave us our eyes. Allah who gave us our brain. How is it that we don't want to find the love of Allah? Why don't we acknowledge that, Ya Allah, you gave me my life. You gave the food we eat. We don't read Bismillah at the beginning. We don't read Alhamdulillah while we eat it. We don't read Alhamdulillah Allazi at'amana when we finish eat. We don't acknowledge that we have a good night's sleep. In the morning, what's our appreciation? Oh, we stretch our hands and we wake up. Alhamdulillah Allazi ahyana. What a great ni'mat of Allah. That He gave me a sleep. What a sleep. Ba'da ma amatana. A sleep like I was dead. A good, solid sleep. One is asleep, you are troubled, you didn't have a good, but Allah gave you a good solid sleep. And after that He brought you back to life, made you fresh. At night you were groggy, your brains weren't working, your body was sore. But Allah gave you a good sleep. But we don't appreciate, to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So all, we must make shukr. So by durood sharif, Allah will give us the tawfiq of making amal on sunnah. And Allah has declare, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will be the result of that? Immediately, not fur, not were, immediately, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You'll follow sunnah, Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, He will do everything for you. Whatever your problems are, Allah will take care of them. We just have to get the love of Allah in the easy way, Durood Sharif. And we read, Allahu Akbar. A person reads Durood Sharif, immediately it is passed, or a parishta sends it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it comes in the hadith, when the Durood is presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so and so, our name is taken. The son or daughter, whoever it is, of so and so, the father's name is taken. And when our name is taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what an honor. Yeah, we're walking out of the masjid and somebody is praising us. Something good they say, or anyone else, anywhere. We feel nice, people praising us, talking good. Our name taken with goodness in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu. What more do we want? So our name is taken there. And then the name of our father is also taken. And whose name is taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you ever think that person can be mardood, rejected, disliked, thrown out, whose name is taken by in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And then, further it comes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that you must give presents to one another, exchange presents. Tahaddu, tahabbu. It will increase the love between one another. And then when you get a present, you should give a present in return also. And try and give something better. And if you haven't got, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, at least say, jazakumullah khaira. So, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his practice. He should accept presents and he should give presents in return also. So when we send Durood Sharif, we are sending a present to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And 100% Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sending a present to us. Qari Abdul Hamid sahab, rahmatullahi, who was the imam in Kirk Street Masjid, he made qurbani for his sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Manana Zakariya sahab, rahmatullahi. Then he wrote to us, I made qurbani on your behalf. Hazrat wrote back, he said, you made me very happy. Had you sent a present to me of something to eat, I should have eaten it and it should get finished. Should go to the toilet. You send me something to wear, I should have worn it and then it should get also old, finished, gone in the dustbin. But this present you sent to for me, it's going to be forever and ever. So when we send durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah give us tawfiq to make nafal namaz. What is our attitude with nafal? Nafal namaz is, if you make it, you get sawab. You don't make it, you don't get guna. But then when are we going to send some presents to our parents? If we make nafal namaz, we send it to my father sometimes, to my mother, my brother, and each brother separately, all the brothers and sisters together, my uncle, my auntie, my ustaz, my mashayikh. You send presents to them. Imagine today, as we are sitting here, think anyone from us, or think anyone in the world, sends a present of 2 rakats of nafal namaz to Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. According to our thinking, can we think that somebody must be sending to her? And she gets a present, I'm there from Hanka Zakaria in South Africa. This person sent for me 2 rakats of nafal namaz. How happy won't she be? And then they make dua for us. And their duas are accepted. They don't get sawab for it. Sawab is only in this dunya. But they make dua. You send sawab, for example, Imam Sarahsi rahmatullahi. The ulama, they will know the names. Many other ulama. Imam Abu Hanifa, you send sawab. How happy won't they get? So that is what we must do. So Durood Sharif, we send a present for Nabi alayhi salam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends us a better present. And what is that better present? You'll see the love of Nabi coming in your heart. You'll see the love of sunnahs coming in our heart. You'll see the hatred of kufr. Today we can't give up kufr. And the ways of the kufar, we die for their ways. We live, our houses are according to theirs. Our lifestyle is according to theirs. Our education system is according to theirs. At least, now, unfortunately, even that lip service is going away. Now, how many people are promoting the Western way? and proving Western way as Islamic way. Intermingling of sexes, even non-Muslims know Islam don't allow it. As Maulana Shabbir Sahib, the Ahmed Barakat explained, that person went and get water from there. And he didn't give him it because he got a wine shop. They also know wine is haram for us. But Muslims are proving today that intermingling is permissible. And it isn't that we have got a wrong idea about it. Once we were in Jamaat, in India, and it was a Jamaat of about 40 Arabs, and we have about 10-15 ulama for translation in there. So we were in Gujarat area, and one brother, he was from Marseille in France, Algerian, he was the Amir there. So while talking, he told me how you people, Indian people, have understood parda, segregation of sexes, as men and women, is wrong. It's not like that. He says, if it is like that, what's the fun of when families get together, whether it's a wedding or any other function? The women are one side, men are one. See, when you're all together, you're laughing, you're talking, bring the achar, bring this here, all are talking and enjoying. See, then there is fun. But you people, how you have separated the two, and then he added the ayat immediately. He said, La junaha alaykum an ta'kulu jami'an aw ashtata. No guna on you, that you sit all together and eat, or you eat separately. He said, Quran says you can eat that together also, man and woman. So now I didn't have an answer. But the next day we went to a Darul Uloom, the Jamaat. So I went to the library, I took one tafsir kitab and I saw what this actual ayat means, that the Sahaba was so trained that they would never eat on their own. They must have a guest. One Sahabi didn't have a guest and he wasn't eating. He became no guest, no eating. So then the ayat was revealed, you can eat together with the guest. Or if there are no guests, you can eat on your own. Today we are all opposite. We only eat on our own. And Maghrib time we see a guest, then we remember the ayat, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believers, you must keep your eyes down, so we don't see that the guest there. Otherwise we'll have to invite him to come have supper or Zohar time. So that there, to understand which ayat refer to whom and when, that is also a special field of its own. All what is referred to the right of the wife, then that is for the husband to fulfill the right. But the wife hears it and she demands her right. The right of the husband, that is the husband, he must fulfill the right. But that the wife hears and she demands. The right of the poor people, they don't hear that. The rich people, and they tell the poor people don't beg. And the right of the poor people, that don't turn away the beggar. That is directed to the rich people. When the beggar comes, don't turn him away. But that ayat the poor people know, and they remind you, don't turn away the beggar. So what is directed to us, we must follow that. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us, if we were 9 months in the wombs of our mothers. And Allah made us, يُصَوِّرُكُمْ كَيْفَ يَشَىٰ. How He wanted to, He made us. We had no choice whatsoever. We wanted to be white or black, tall or short. Allah made us as He wanted to. Allah put the ruh in our body. We had no choice. Whether we wanted to be Indians or we wanted to be white or Arabs or Chinese, Allah, that is all. But after that, when we came in this world, Allah gave us choice of certain things. Yeah, in this world when we have come, our finances is not in our hands. Allah has fixed it. It looks like we work so much. The more harder you work, the more you earn. But that is completely untrue. Who works harder, a laborer or a person in his office who's sitting and is doing some, what his books is working? The laborer, how hard he works. And how much the laborer gets end of the day? And that person sitting in the office. So it's not on our effort. Our money is not according to our brains and our education also. There are so many people presently also, and in the recent past, plenty, who did not know how to sign their name also. They didn't know A from B, 1 from 2. But they've got who working for them? BCom. And the accountants. All top people are working for them. But they themselves, they don't know anything. So Rosie is not according to brains. Rosie is not according to education. Rosie is not according to our work. Allah has set it out. And for whoever, you have a 200 liter drum. And you put one tap, how much you going to get out from the drum? 200 liters. You put five taps, 200. That is what we think, and that is what the educated people tell us. You got one shop, five shops. You're going to multiply by five your income. No, what Allah has fixed, only so much you're going to get. How many who go into the second and third shop and factory, they got a problem. They can't manage it. And they lose everything. So only what Allah has set up, only that you're going to get. And we are not in, we have, Allah has not such sent us in the world to earn our rosy. Allah has taken it on himself. Na nas'alukum rizqa. Nahnu narzukukum. We're not asking you for rosy. We give you your rosy. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't a moving thing on the earth. An ant, a whale, an elephant, a human, anything moving. But it is on Allah. He has taken the responsibility. Now we took over the job of Allah. Every morning, small children go to school. You must learn. You're not going to learn. How are you going to learn? You must have school education. We have to go to our jobs, our shops, our factories, our offices, and we feel it's just a look. It looks like we are earning. But Allah is the only one who gives rosy. So, and what is the sad part? Allah has fixed that, and Allah gave us the strength of our body, the effort that we make. Now, both these things we use our effort to make money. Right? We go and work, we make money. And then where we use the money? On the body. The body we use to make money. And the money we use on the body. Wear nice clothes, etc. Food, etc. Shelter, house, traveling cars and that. So our whole life, it is like frogs. They are born in a place and then they jump in there like wild things. They jump and make a big noise and they die there. What did they do whole life? Nothing. Just making a big noise and just jumping and dying. That is what our case is. Our case is that we go in the morning, we go and work, we earn. And normally, all of us sitting also, yeah, those days are gone. When we should have regular meals with the family, three meals regular. Now, not all, also some, we have supper together. Otherwise, lunch is out of the question. Breakfast is also gone already. Anyway, so we earn and we have a good meal at night. So, din ko kamana, we earn in the day. Raat ko khana, then we have a good meal. And what all of us do the first thing in the morning? Toilet. Subah ko pakhana. Din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko pakhana. Again, stomach is empty, again we go work now. Again, din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko pa. Whole life is going in there. So, insan kya hua? Insan ek pakhana banane ki machine bana. Allah gave us all the faculties, our brains, our eyes, just in order to make stew. We won't be asked, Qiyamah's Day, how many liters of urine you made, and how many kilos of stool you made. That is all that what we are producing. So we are here, Allah said, and Allah took the responsibility of our rosy. Allah has arranged for us everything. Why we are here is to make amal for akhirah. That is, dunya and rosy, baqadri muqaddar. How much Allah has fixed for every person, so much everyone will get. Or deen, baqadri mashaqqat. How much effort we will make. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who will make an effort in our path, Allah says, to reach us, to come to us. That is what our duty was. Today we don't think of it as a duty to send my children to school. I must go to school. I must go to university. I must do shop. I must go here. Girls must go. They must be also earning. Everyone must be. That we take as a duty. But to reach Allah, to find Allah, we don't take. And that is why Allah sent us here. To find Allah. To make a connection. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. And to the extent of the effort we make, and the correct effort, not the wrong effort. We make the correct effort, and then we do جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Allah promises, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Lam of ta'keed, stress, known with tashdeed on its stress. Allah says, definitely, you make your effort in my direction, I will definitely لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, give them hidayah, guide them to that. To what? Subulana, not sabilana. Not how many roads I will open to come to me. And all that roads are of enjoyment and fun. And that fun you can't express it. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرْفَةِ أَعْيُمْ. Allah declares, no nafs, nobody will know. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. What in a very secret way which we have given all those who strive to come to me. And that enjoyment they find when you find a source of love, well, what is your condition? When you find a source of beauty, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, don't look at the designs, look at the designer. We look at this woman, we look at that woman, look at the one who gave them those things. How, what must be his beauty? We look at good character of people. This person has got this good character, that one has got that. The one who gives it, what are the characteristics, the akhlaq of Allah? تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. We have to, so that لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Known تَعْكِيد, undoubtedly Allah, la is تَعْكِيد. Allah is with those people who make this effort. So this whatever, We have this rehabilitation center, this wellness center. We have other people who are involved in alcohol, other people in womanizing, other people in gambling, other people we're not regular with our namaz. Some of us are regular with namaz, but no concentration in namaz. So that is a problem. So the solution is to make an effort in that direction. And start off with durood sharif. And then see, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam once told to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that they must get ready for war. Khudu junnatakum. Take your armor, take your arms, your weapons, get ready. They say, min aduwin qad hadha, from an enemy, is there some enemy already? The enemy has come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la min al-nar. Take your arms and your ammunition and your firearms and everything to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. And what is it? What must you take? Al-malu wal-banun, zinatul hayati dunya. Your wealth and your children, that they are the beauty of this dunya. Wal-baqiyatu salihat, khayrun inda rabbika thawabun wa khayrun amala. And baqiyatu salihat, they are much more superior. Khayrun nakira. Very, very much more superior. Khayrun inda rabbika thawabun. The rewards you get for baqiyatu salihat. And they are amala. The best you can hope of. And maradda. The best you're going to return to. Baqiyatu salihat. What are baqiyatu salihat? Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. If we read this, and in the hadith it comes that when you read this baqiyat al-salihat, then the effect of it is that يتعاطفن حول الأرش. These words go and immediately they start making tawaf around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. لهن دوي كدوي النحل. And they've got a buzzing sound like the bees when they buzz. And now they are buzzing. What are they saying? What's that buzzing sound? That code language they are using? يُذَكِّرْنَا بِصَاحِبِهِنَّ. They are boasting about you. They are talking well about you by Allah. They are not by the Kaaba, they are making tawaf. Not Bayt al-Ma'mur, by the Arsh of Allah. It's as soon, just read now. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They are gone there. And they are making tawaf. And they are talking about us. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qurban jai. What a Nabi who loves us. He says, Allah tuhibbun, don't you love that your name must be taken by Allah? Just read this and your name is taken. We inshallah will go to Jannah. Allah take us all straight to Jannah. No problem, khabar, akhirah. Because they will be carrying on making tawaf. And they will be talking about, and that will help us raise our position in Jannah continuously. Read Durood Sharif, our name is taken by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Baqiyat al-Salihat and our name is taken by Allah Ta'ala. Where can we have a drug problem? Where can we have an alcoholic problem? This is what we must do. Just put the meat in front of the person. And then he was going to give up the bones. All this drugs and alcohol and womanizing and all this thing, we'll give it up. Come to terms with the reality of deen. What a beautiful deen Allah has given. Present that in front. We were supposed to present it to everyone in the world. Kuntum khaira ummati. You are the best of all nations. Why? To make big businesses, big houses, drive luxurious cars, live a lifestyle like the kuffar. For that Allah put us here. For that we are khaira ummati. No, we are khaira ummati not for ourselves. Ukhrijat linnas. Our duty is for mankind. And not for the Muslims only. For mankind. Our nisbat, we are warisul anbiya, the ulama especially. But the whole ummah also. Every nabi made effort in his community. He didn't make effort in the whole world. We are warisul anbiya. So we are responsible for our communities. I'm responsible for my house. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun ar-ra'iyyatihi. Everyone. The husband is responsible for his house. The housewife is responsible for the household. Everyone according to his category is responsible. So all that. And being the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil adami. We are responsible not only for South Africa. We are responsible not only for Africa, for the whole world. I can remember my last letter I wrote to Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullahi, and when his reply came, he said, now don't worry only of South Africa. Your duty, you must worry of the whole world. The hidayat of the whole world. That is everyone's duty. Not my duty only. Not your duty. Everyone's duty. Worry of myself first. That is first and foremost. Worry of my family then. Worry of my extended family. My community. My neighbors. Our town. Our country. The whole world. We are responsible. And Nabi, every Nabi, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years of Nabuwat he got. And he only had to work on his people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whole life only on the Bani Israel. Isa alayhi salam, only on the Bani Israel. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the shortest lifespan. His life of Nabuwat only 23 years. And really, if you go and see, only 10 years that he could work for the Ummah. And his duty, the whole world, the jinnat also, until the day of Qiyamah. And it is our duty, mine and your duty, that we must work on these people. Not only one rehab center, and then do it in the correct way. We're doing that also, the rehab also according to Western lines. Where are you going to get results? Forget it. Rub it out. Don't even think about it. Just pour money in a bucket with big holes in it. Everything, all your effort is wasted. All, do it according to Sunnah. And then see the results. Which Alhamdulillah, Allah reward Yusuf and his friends who are running this. And they can see the results also. So this is a thing that we have to do all our things. Do it according to Sunnah. Do it according to the deen of which was taught to us. And that the correct way is the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is that sunnah that we have to follow and we must practice on that. So that is what will give us our results. We have to follow in that. So Allah put us in this world not to use our energies, not to use our money. energy on money, money on energy, on the person. Not for that. Allah put us here for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And we must work. Allahu Akbar. See Nabi, the Ansar of Medina. They invited Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you come to Medina Sharif. And the planning started working, all the plans and that. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu told the Ansar of Medina, see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam coming to you is not without a price. You'll have to pay the price if you are ready. And what is the price? People are going to trouble you. Families will break up. Husband and wife. One will accept Islam, the other one won't. Father and parents and children. Neighbors and neighbors. Family people. Some are going to, and you'll have to tolerate all this. If you can't take it, don't take my nephew. Leave him here. We'll look after him. And if you are prepared, they made mashura with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it's an expensive, powerful price we have to pay. Families will break up. The husband is a Muslim, wife is a non-Muslim. Parents are Muslims, children are not Muslims. Everyone will break up. So Nabi, they asked, what will we get if we are prepared to do this? And we pay the price. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will get Jannah. Jannah is not a five-letter word. Jannah is a reality. Whatever enjoyments we're getting in this world, food, fruit, woman, gardens, mansions, it's nothing compared to what Allah has kept in Jannah. Yeah, you work, you maintain and you build your mansion. You make your bedroom as you want it. You make your kitchen as you want it. Your bathroom, everything you do. And the time to enjoy it is your 3 weeks leave you get in a year. And then you go and camp somewhere. And then who is using it? The maids are using it. They call their boyfriend. These are actual cases. And what you prepared for the maid. And she's using your jacuzzi. And she's using your bedroom. And she's in your bed with her boyfriend. And you sleeping in a tent. And you're a bright spark. There's the bright spark, the two who got their PhDs. Permanent head damage, they call. And perawadima, the heads are turned, they're screwed on upside down on the body. Those are clever people. So this is, Allah sent us not for all this year. We have come here, so we also, we are the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we want the deen to come, then remember we'll have to pay the price. You're going to get criticized. Wedding comes, you could make that wedding 100,000, 500,000, 2 million rand wedding. And you can make your wedding 2,000 rand also. And then the balance of the money you got, you give it to the poor. You let them buy the house, a small little shanty even if you put up. You bought a brand new motor car, 800,000 rand. For at least 80,000, buy a bicycle for somebody. Buy a small car for somebody. So we must use the money in the right way, and what is saved, use it in the right way also. That is how we have to live. But unfortunately, we're following in the Western way, and the whole economic system of the West, if there is a excess crop of anything, what they call it, like apples or anything, surplus. What they do, they go and dump it in the sea to keep the price up. That is how they work. And what should it be? Give it to the poor. Give it to the people who can't afford. Who can't afford an apple in a whole year. And now there's a surplus this year. Give it to them. But they go and dump it in the sea to keep the price of their rich people. Their price mustn't come down. And so, and that is what is called this Palestinian war has proven all their, not double standards, all their lies and all their hypocrisy. It's open. Allah make we can see. This interfaith thing, what a big lie. Allah make you, we can see through all these things. And this intermingling of sexes, that is opening the doors of shaitan worked so hard to try and get us to commit guna. But now we are opening the doors. Shaitan must be resting, laughing and sleeping away that I don't have to do anything. These people, they now, they're proving that you must, man and woman can be together everywhere. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, then it's not butter. Butter has to melt in front of fire. If a man doesn't not melt, melt also. And whatever else happened in front of a woman, if that does not happen, he's not a man. He is something else. If he comes in close contact with a woman and nothing happens to him, something is wrong. If there's no movement in his body, and he's he's not a man, he's something else. Allah made a natural thing. And to prevent all the harm and heartaches, grief, when a marriage breaks up, a man gets involved with another woman, and this now with his young wife, 2 or 3 small children, he loved them, they loved him, but now they don't want to see him also. And this is an ongoing thing. Following the West in their way, it comes with all its baggage. And you follow an Islamic way, you won't have any of these problems. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this wonderful way. And this is not only for this, about the drug addicts and that, for all of us. And also remember, don't make a mistake and don't let us be carried away with our false illusions. See, we all know there are cases, we all know people who are involved, unfortunately, in it. And also remember, a drug addict could be me. And I could be in his place, he could be in my place. Don't ever look down on any person. Don't criticize and condemn any person. And what is told in the hadith, مَنْ رَعَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ. Anyone who sees a wrong done, it doesn't come in the hadith, condemn the person, criticize the person, nor change it. That is the effort we must do, to wean him over. And how can I work to wean him over? Not that I work and push him further. You are this and you are that and you are like this, and I push him even further. No. أَنْزِلُ النَّاسْ مَنَازِلَهُ. Go to people at their level and then wean them over, bring them closer. That is what we have to do. Not push them away. So don't look down upon them. Remember, and also we are listening to this bayan. I'm making the bayan. I'm also listening. Let us start making amal. How many have passed away in the past week? It could be me. How it could be you. And that person could still be living. So these people who have got this problem, don't look down upon them. If I could be in his place, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was very particular about this. People like this used to come, and people used to say, Hazrat, you like treat them with respect and that. He says, I think immediately Allah could have put me in their shoes, and they could be in my shoes. So don't look down. And also consider and think that these people who have got these bad habits, have they got pride in them? That we are very big buzurgs or something. No pride in them. Do they do this all for name and fame? Out of the question, they don't do it. But you who are making 5 times namaz, you're a big maulana, giving bayan, easily pride can come in you. Easily you could be doing this for name and fame. People must praise me. Now put the two together in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The one who is humble and say, I'm bad. You are pious people. I'm a rotten, useless. And that is what they say about themselves. I'm the worst. I'm the most rotten. And on the other hand, I'm a big maulana. Towards whom will Allah's rahmat be more? Whose case will be made? And who's going to suffer consequences there? So don't think that we are pure of guna. We are not having threats, but Allah save us all. But if pride is coming in us, if I look down upon that person, any guna is involved in, don't look down upon the sin, a sinner, look down upon the sin. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that you don't know, that person could be in your condition, you could be in his boots. So don't look down upon that person and worry about yourself. And as we think we are becoming pious, we are making 5 times namaz, kurta, amama, beard, alhamdulillah, it must be there. But if that is bringing pride in me, all that is wiped out. If that is bringing, I'm doing it for name and fame. And name and fame, it's a narration of Kanzul Ummah. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba that doing things for name and fame comes so secretly, so stealthy in the heart of a person, like a black ant walking on a black rock on a pitch black night. Nobody can see it, nobody can hear the movement. More secretly than that, name and fame comes in a person. To do things for name, to do things for show. Allah rewards Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He immediately said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, in that case all of us will be destroyed. That we studied to become an alim 20 years, 7 years maktab, 3 years hifz, 7 years alim course, takhassus, 1 year jama'ah, and then you serve deen another 40, 50 years. And if it was all done for pride, for name and fame, all gone down the drain." So, and it came into you and you didn't even know. So quietly, so stealthy that you didn't know. So then Allah's Nabi, Jazahumullah khair, Allah raised the ranks and the stages of our Nabi. He sorted every problem of ours out. He said that read this dua, so simple dua, at least once a day, especially the ulama, who are in deen, we must read, all the whole ummah must read it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll be saved of all types of name and fame. The big of it, the small of it. The secret of it, the public of it. All types of it. You'll be 100% mukhlis if you make that dua. And also especially when we have to make dars for the students and we're giving a bayan, read it before that so that we can have 100% ikhlas. The treatment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100%. And so easy. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Just that. And you'll be saved of all types of name and fame. We'll be 100% mukhlis by Allah Ta'ala on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his prescription. So this is what we have to do. So don't look down upon anyone and try and help one another. They give practical advice, criticism, not to drop the person, to pick him up. It is no achievement a person who is falling down and you push him down. Achievement is a person who has fallen down, you pick him up again. In that also, how many of our business people, one businessman comes in a problem and the banks want to take away everything, they push him further down. And they take away at a sum everything from him. At that time, help the person in all cases. So these are opportunities for us to help these people. And that we work in such a way that this whole bala, this evil, goes right out of our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.